song.
Okay, go ahead, sing a song.
I-E-G.
Whitney Hunsinger is sitting in the living room of Center House, a homeless shelter in downtown State College. Her daughters, who are 2 and 4, are coloring and watching TV. Hunsinger is 9 months pregnant.
If it was just me, I could sleep on somebody's couch, you know, for the night. But I can't, because it's not just me, it's a whole family.
Hunsinger arrived at the shelter in mid-January. She had to drop out of a job training program because of her pregnancy, which then meant she lost daycare assistance.
I don't have any family. That's the reason why we come here.
Center House is one of 3 permanent homeless shelters in State College, all of which are located downtown. It's the only one of the 3 that's open to men, women, and families. The other 2 shelters serve women and youth, respectively. Center House started as a grassroots effort between local churches and the community in 1984. The house blends in with the other homes on the street. There's not even a sign that identifies it as a shelter.
We do that for a reason, is that so people aren't stigmatized. We don't want to make them feel uncomfortable in coming into our shelter.
Ron Quinn has been the director of Center House and its parent organization, Housing Transitions, for more than 25 years. He says Center House, which has space for 15 people, sees many folks like Hunsinger who don't have nearby family or friends. He attributes this to the transient nature of the State College community.
One of the first questions you ask when you meet somebody from the State College or the Center region is, where are you from? So what that means is that a lot of people don't have support services here.
Quinn says the lack of a safety net might be one factor of homelessness, but people would be surprised by how complicated the various causes of homelessness actually are.
Many people think that it's an economic issue always, or it's a lack of affordable housing issue always. However, we see folks who are homeless for many other reasons.
Quinn says he sees people at the shelter who have mental health issues, are battling addictions, or are escaping an unsafe domestic situation. Many visitors come from difficult family backgrounds.
The longer I've been here, the more I've learned that it is complicated. It has to do with many, many issues. In the end, people are still looking for, you know, a safe place to live. That is the common denominator, but the reasons why people are in that situation varies greatly.
While the public face of Housing Transitions is Center House, the organization offers services beyond just putting a roof over people's heads. There are case managers who help residents look for long-term affordable housing and a job. Housing Transitions also provides services to prevent homelessness. Last year, the organization served almost 600 family units in its various programs, a number that might surprise those who see State College as a fairly affluent town.
Our housing books are broken out into emergency assistance, and then we list our shelters, and then we also list permanent housing.
Natalie Corman is the director for Center County's Adult Services Office. She's flipping through a booklet her office hands out to give the homeless and those who are at risk for being homeless better access to the various services available in the area.
Most people don't realize the extensiveness that we have homelessness in Center County. We don't have the visible individuals in a large quantity that kind of often defines homelessness.
Corman says homelessness is a bigger issue than people might think.
I think it's important to remember that it happens in our community. People are often living paycheck to paycheck, and when one medical bill comes up that ends up taking 3 months of their rent away to pay for it, it can happen. And I think, you know, you hear this a lot from individuals who become homeless. It can happen to anybody.
And Corman's office has the numbers to back this up. Her team leads a point-in-time count of the homeless and unsheltered in Center County every January.
So for the unsheltered count, what we do is we go out to laundromats, to truck stops, to 24-hour restaurants, parks.
This January 29th, Corman's team counted 3 individuals who were unsheltered and 24 adults and 4 children living in Center County's 3 permanent shelters and the Out of the Cold program, a temporary nighttime shelter that runs from October to April. The numbers indicate how many homeless there are on just one specific day of the year and only include those Corman's team can find.
Some are simply embarrassed to acknowledge that they're homeless, and individuals that are working full-time and part-time that are living out of their cars will do that versus acknowledging that they need that level of help.
I was walking through the store and it was a really hard day, and I looked around and I was like, nobody looking at me would know that when I leave the store, I'm going to put my groceries in my car and then drive somewhere and eat and then go to sleep.
Heidi, who prefers not to share her last name, lived in her car for 5 months after a difficult marital separation 3 years ago. She says her experience being homeless taught her that homelessness is complicated. You might not be able to tell who doesn't have a home.
They can't see that in me. I don't know who else in the store doesn't have a place to go.
Heidi was able to hide that she was homeless by being careful not to appear homeless, even if it meant sneaking into hotel bathrooms to get regular showers.
I tried to blend in. I tried not to look like I didn't belong.
After 5 months of living in her car, Heidi decided to find help at the Women's Resource Center. She says she avoided going earlier because she knew their shelter generally limits stays to 1 month, and she didn't want to use up the month before the weather turned cold. But Heidi also said it was just difficult to go somewhere and let go of what control she did have of her life.
It's difficult giving up freedom when you're fighting for it. You don't want someone to take care of you. You just want to be able to take care of yourself.
Back at Center House, Hunsinger says she's just happy to have a safe place to live while she awaits her new baby and adjusts to life as a mother of three.
It's one place that you can go and know that they'll help you get on your feet without judging you.
I'm Kate Lau Schaffner, WPSU.